To understand the Nairobi Expressway, you must first understand Nairobi's traffic problem. Traffic congestion in Nairobi does cost the economy of Kenya 100 billion shillings annually. The reason for such a hefty amount is attributed entirely to a few factors, one of them being population. According to the 2019 census, Kenya is estimated to have a population of 54,985,698 persons, and out of that immense figure, 4.397 is living entirely in Nairobi. This in turn calls for a mode of transport to be majorly relied on automobiles, passenger vehicles known as matatus, and other modes of transport such as motorcycles. As per 2019, registered vehicles in Nairobi stood at a whopping 109,751 cars. In that year alone, motorcycles was at 200,017, and in the same year, combined that amount of yearly purchase and existing locomotives, squeeze vehicles into small, oftenly hazardous Kenyan roads in addition to wrongly driven PSVs, and you have yourself a disaster. For your information, Nairobi is the fourth most populous congested city in the world. Here then is where the government chose to intervene. Led by the President Uhuru Kenyatta, 27-kilometer expressway was conceived. The road would connect Jomo Kenyatta International Airport with a leafy, exclusively well the suburb areas of James Kishuru Westlands, cutting the travel time between CBD and the JKI to only 20 minutes. The road was designed to be a game changer. In mid-October 2019, the sitting president Uhuru Kenyatta launched the project, a four-lane dual carriageway which does run along the median strips of the iconic Mombasa Road. The expressway has 10 interchanges. The project was valued to cost 62 billion Kenyan money, or $523 million, and was to be undertaken as a public-private partnership with China Road and Bridge Construction on a build, operate and transfer consortium. In short, CRBC would build the road, operate the road for the next 27 years and recover its costs plus profits, then hand it over to the authority or Kenha. On 14th May 2022, the expressway was open to the public but is still yet to be commissioned by the president. Before even long, barely a month, on June 25th, a speeding motorist crashed into a toll station and died. It was also discovered that the motorist injured a stationary motorist and a toll station attendant. This, of course, prompted citizens, including a top lawyer, to question whether the road was poorly designed. On July 4th, 2022, PSV vehicle, also at the exit point of Lolongo toll station, crashed, injuring 22 out of 33 passengers on board. It also damaged a stationary Toyota Prado TX motorist at the toll station. It then proceeded to overturn, and CCTV footage show how the accident happened. To even add insult to the wound, barely 2 days after the Embassava accident, which is the PSV that overturned, another PSV bus was involved in an early morning accident in Wayakiwe, generally because of how the expressway connects from the normal road at the entrance of the James Kishuru toll station. The bus is said to have hit a guardrail while evading hitting another car that was crossing to join the expressway, once again raising the question, is the expressway poorly designed? Following this incident, the government banned all matatus from using the road in what is stated to be a temporary order, as the matter is being looked upon. Several people have, however, noted that the road isn't to blame, but rather the extremely careless Kenyan drivers using it. One is inclined to believe that indeed the following, the amount of accident experienced almost every day by reckless Kenyan drivers, is indeed to blame. This is Ian Best, and thank you for watching. Please consider subscribing.